But now, as we analyzed the sniffatory data, we came up with a startling revelation. The waves of steakness seemed to be coming from the plate Loper had left on the barbecue grill. Do you see the meaning of this? I was shocked, stunned. For you see, it meant that Loper was planning to barbecue a plate load of steak-flavored yummy tummy cat food for supper. Why would he do such a thing? We didn't know, had no idea. Maybe they were out of beef at the house. Maybe Loper was too stingy to fix real steak for his family. I mean, that fit, didn't it? This was the same guy who expected the elite forces of the security division to eat out of a greasy hubcap, right? The same guy who was too tight with his money to build a security division, the kind of huge office complex we deserved, right? Well, this sent the case charging into an entirely new direction. See, we had already obtained a search warrant for Pete's cat food, and do you see where this is heading? It meant that we were authorized by a court of law to search out and test a secret stash of yummy tummy cat food in the yard. And now we had irrefutable proof that Loper's plate contained steak-flavored yummy tummy. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet it was, and I can tell you that all of us in the search party felt a little, well, uneasy about following this astounding new lead in the case. It meant that we would have to take our samples, so to speak, from Loper's plate. And this threw the case into a high-risk situation. If we were caught with our noses in the plate, well, it could be very bad and very dangerous. I narrowed my eyes and did a complete 360-degree sweep of the immediate vicinity. Drover was watching from the other side of the fence. Pete was staring at me with his big, cunning eyes and flicking the end of his tail back and forth. But the important thing was that our friends in the house were, hell, in the house, which meant that we had a job to do, an important job. We'd been trained for it, and there was no turning back now. We took one last reading of our location and punched in the numbers for our final approach. Would you care to take a peek at those numbers? I guess it wouldn't hurt. The numbers, in the order of their entry into the system, were 323, 12, 90, and 3. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet. And those were all real numbers, not some kind of decoy numbers.